Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're going to see here the biggest competition in your life against the kingdom of God. Philippians, the second chapter, and verse 17. He said, if I be offered upon the sacrifice, this is Philippians 2:17, and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. He said, I'm willing to spend and be spent. For what? The kingdom of God, which is for the people of God. For the same cause do you joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Now let's just stop right here. He's interested in what? Now this is far different than interested in my ministry. He didn't say, I'm sending them to check on you to see, make sure that you're still just supporting me. Or if you're still, you know. No, I mean, he's interested in what? Your state. And he said, Timotheus, he's interested in your state. Keep reading. Verse 21, for what? All seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. What a statement. All seek their own. Listen to the Amplified. Others all seek to advance their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Seeking first the kingdom of God is seeking to advance the kingdom. Now, when he says all, we know that's not 100%. Didn't include him. Didn't include Timothy. But it seems like, outside of a few people, it seems like everybody. It just interested in theirself. Me and mine, my stuff. What's the biggest competition for the kingdom of God being first place in your life? Your stuff. Advancing your interests. All seek their own, not the things that are Jesus Christ. He said everybody is seeking to advance their interests. A lot of ministers and ministries and churches haven't seen this. And it's not for us to judge anybody but ourselves. We must not. I purpose, and I want you to join with me, that we do not just become obsessed with building Faith Life Church. No. We are going to be kingdom minded. We don't care about denominational labels. We don't care if it's somebody that we've known or haven't known. If they're in the kingdom, we're part of them. They're part of us. And we are going to be those God could use to support any part of His kingdom, anywhere. We're not the Savior. We can't do everything. But so many people are limited because of their prejudice. Now, when you say prejudice, people so many times think race prejudice. Black, white. Man, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are all kind of people that are in one denomination that are prejudiced against the other's denomination. Well, y'all are so-and-so. Well, y'all are Baptist. Well, y'all are Word of Faith. What does that mean? Well, you know all those word of faith are the same. That's like saying all white people are the same.
Oh, no.
All men are alike. Huh? All black people are like that. That's ignorant.
Yeah.
You got good white people.
Right.
And you got sorry white people.
Right.
You got good black people and you got sorry black people.
Right.
You got good word of faith people and you got sorry word of faith people. You got good Baptists and you got bad Baptists.
Right?
Right? And any other group that you want to mention.
Right. Right. Amen.
But do you understand God is not interested in all of that? He does not see black, white, Baptist, Catholic. What does he see? Kingdom of God?
Right.
Not kingdom of God.
Right. Amen. Yes, right. Amen.
That's it. How do you get in the kingdom of God? You must be born again. And you got people who are kingdom of God minded. And you got people who are build my kingdom minded. Build my thing. And don't try to judge anybody now but yourself. What are you building? What do you want built? What are you focused on? It's easier to say than to live. Because it's not about, you know, you can say anything sitting up in here in these comfortable paid for blue chairs on Sunday morning. But then you can switch off your religious switch tomorrow morning and spend all your waking moments working, working, working to build something else. And that's what's happening. Now that doesn't mean that everybody's supposed to quit their job and become a preacher. No. But it does mean two main things. Are you listening this morning now? Are you awake? You're focused? Are you with me on this? Two main things. That number one, this good news about the kingdom of God has got to be preached to every nation. We got to do our part to get this good news out. That's number one. I said that's number one. That's number one. Oh, y'all not with me strong enough on this. Number one, it's not your house. It's not your car. Number one, it's not your kids. Number one, it's not our church building. It's not a paid in full. It's none of this. Why is there a paid in full? So this, you know, if we didn't have this place, we couldn't have these cameras. We didn't have these cameras. We didn't have this place. The message wouldn't be going out all over the world this morning. Right? What's the objective? Everything. The airplanes, the computers, the tools, the cameras, the satellites, all for what? Get the good news out. Get it out. So that everybody on the planet can hear about what God has done. And what He is doing. And what is coming. The good news about the kingdom of God. That's number one. Number one. Number one. Every time you draw a breath. Every time you bat your eyes. Every day of every week of your life. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. That's why we preach prosperity. Got to have money to do this. That's why we preach healing. Can't be sick at home in the bed and do this. You got to have strength. Behold, go do this. Right? Go into all the world. Proclaim the good news to every creation. That's number one. Are we really giving our all to do this? Millions of Christians are not. They're not. They don't have this mindset at all. They come to church, maybe on Sunday, maybe once a month, to get fed. Because I feel weak and I need to be built up, Brother Keith. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then leave and go, well, I'm a good Christian. I went to church Sunday and now I got to build my business. Got to build my family. Got to build my nest egg. And people live like this until they wake up one day and realize I got 5 days to live and my life is over. Did you hear me now? And they have not sought first the kingdom of God. But not me and you. I said, not me and you, not you and I, not us, not us. We are in the kingdom. The kingdom is in us. We are kingdom minded. And let's keep it in our mouth long after we're not teaching this series anymore. Let's keep talking about the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, kingdom this, kingdom that, the kingdom. Because what is the kingdom? God and the people of God. And all the people that need to become the people of God. Right? It's all about people. The kingdom consists of people. Not land, not territory. People over which God has dominion and rule. Jesus is Lord over these people. That is the dominion and kingdom of God. Now go with me to your place there in Luke 14. Now when we're talking about these things, I know people's hearts are stirred. But here's a big important difference. Don't sit there and say, I want to do it. I want to do it. Don't say that. Say, I'm doing it. I will do it. See, wanting to do something, I want to do it. No, but I don't know how. Well, he'll show you how. It's not a matter of whether you can or not. He's already told you and I to do it. Not a matter of whether we can or not. And he already knew we didn't know how. He doesn't need us to tell him how. He already knows that. What does he require of us? A willingness. A willingness to put him first. And his things first. And to give our all for the kingdom. Just like our master. We're Christians. Christians. Those like the anointed one. He came into this earth on a mission. Is that on a mission? What did he give? He gave all. All. All.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled All for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R1402L. That's R1402L, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.